This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Now, you know, Uguti, every Thursdays, we usually have a Uste, either Uste or Ayanda. Este is joining us here in studio this morning with MUT Careers in Daba segment, whereby we get to tell you more about MUT. All you need to know about ama academics as a MUT, Uguti Hamba Ranjan. Este, once again, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Morning. Thank you for having me, Awitu.
Siyabonga kakhulu, Ste, for joining us. Well, namhlanje, you told me we are speaking ngama TVET students. Very important that we also look at ama TVET students. Maybe if you can just tell us about ama applications akhona. How do I apply as a TVET student if you want to join the MUT?
All right. Kubalekile kakhulu. I think it's really important for us to cover that because we have a lot of amati with college students wanting to join MUT. Some of them would find that one has already completed EN diploma at a TVET college and now wanting to further ama studies work at MUT.
Yeah.
Some of them would find that one is only doing N5 or N4 and they inquire in terms of, if I want to come to MUT, what do I do? Okay, let's start here, Awitu. If one is willing to join the MUT, quota that person is currently at a TVET college, whether you are doing N5, because obviously we take from N5.
Okay.
If you are doing N5 or you've completed your N5 or your N6, it doesn't matter. What matters is when, as a TVET college student, you know how to apply. You understand? So as a TVET college student, it is important to know or to note if you'd like to join MUT. Even if you are a TVET, you are not a grade 12 student, yabo, Koda still will apply via Central Applications Office,
okay,
which is a CAO. So for them to apply, kutsbezofunda nathi, kufanele apply with www.cao.ac.za, like everyone else. That's how they are expected to apply.
Wow. And what are the required documents for TVET students coming to MUT?
MUT, okay, they're a good one because especially probably MUT students or anyone olalele currently, and that person who no moon I'm abang out, oh, so and so is willing to join MUT and is currently at a TVET college. If that TVET college is a public TVET college, all we want from those people ukuthi bona be apply. And then they must also include the application app, SCAO. They must also include in the ID copy, certified ID copy, academic record. Okay. It is important for one to include academic record because in order for HOD at MUT or a selector to look at your application or to accept your application, that will happen only if you have the academic record. So it is important to attach academic. And also, there's something I want to touch on. It's very important if you want to come, like kuzofunda nathi MUT from a TVET college, you must at least have 50% in your subjects as a TVET college. The academic record, aibe no 50% and more, not less than that, in order for you to be accepted. And also, let's say, for instance, if you'd like to do civil engineering with us, you must, finally, what you are doing civil engineering
at TVET college.
Yes. And in your civil engineering studies, it has to be, finally, what you are N5 or N6. And also, you must have 50 and more in your major subjects, your maths, your physics, and all the other subjects are relevant to e-civil engineering. Yeah. So those are the most important things if neighbor kapel is a TVET students. And also during the application process, La PCAO, if you are a TVET college student, do not apply like a grade 12 student. If you're a TVET college student, it is important that in your application, you indicate La Palagutsukona, are you a TVET college student currently in matric, currently upgrading? It is important to tick, I'm currently
at TVET.
Yes, I'm a TVET college student because that gives the selector indication. You know, okay, this person is TVET college, so that you be given a preference. Uzogwazi ukuthi ube first preference.
Wow.
Yes, because you've already started.
That is so informative. Say, now you did say that you only take about N5 at MUT. Can now a student from a TVET come and apply for advanced diploma at MUT?
Oh, okay. Yeah, because as in our, we always get that one. Especially messy out, you'd find people saying, I've completed my N6. Mm. So now I have a diploma. I want to come at MUT and do my advanced diploma and stuff to further the studies. Yeah, we encourage them to do so. But then unfortunately, I was uksuka eTVET and then uze MUT and start advanced diploma, unfortunately, okay. Because your TVET college diploma is a N diploma. It is called N diploma. So Tina AMUT is nama diplomas, not N diploma.
Okay.
So if you're doing N4, N5, N6, and then at completion you definitely get an N diploma. And unfortunately, if you decide to use the MUT, Tina ngoba sofarishama diplomas, it is important that you come direct uze kwi department and see HOD so that they'll look at your credits and advise if you just do some of the subject from third year or some of the modules fani waqale from second year. But unfortunately, I was with uze ne TVET college diploma uye straight kwi advanced diploma at MUT. Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that.
So you would advise for them to start ka first year?
No, not really. But kubalulekile mase complete to N6. You have sent the application already. You must also come at MUT, like face-to-face. Uzoboni HOD from that department that you'd like to join.
Okay.
So that the HOD is obuga your academic record and advise if you'll be able to start from the third year or you do some of the modules from the second year and some from the third year.
Okay.
So that yes, be combined because we are kind of advanced.
Wow. So talk to us about the issue of upgrading students. What is the expectation there?
Thank you, Awet. That's also a form part of like Leontema Yamati with college students in that Taifan in terms of the process. I wanted to explain now because kuba lekile for them to understand what abasafan no grade 12. If you are upgrading your subject, probably you're upgrading your maths or you're upgrading your physics, probably omunye upgraded the entire matric. So kuba lekile for them to understand that if you're an upgrading student, your application is different from the one you munto wenzu grade 12 currently. So, because CAO unama results are already exist your old results.
Yeah.
So it is important for you to select with CAO application that place it's currently upgrading. They always forget to do that by a court, or they don't do it. And unfortunately, kuba pindi so kwa results okuqala and then select aphinda I reject the application yako simply because uvela as a grade 12 student or someone who comes to grade 12, that's it. But then when currently you know you're upgrading, so it is very important to tick layer box at currently upgrading so that select ezoba now at the back of his mind this person is upgrading. So then they will wait for your final results and accept the application based on your new results, updated results.
Wow. You know what, Stay? I'm learning a lot from these talks and these careers in Daba because what I'm picking up is that it's the minor mistakes that people about
exactly
and rejected.
Yes. That's so true. Most abantu abaningi you find that umuntu se rejectiwe just because of a mistake, a very minor, like and then you're rejected.
No, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. Looking forward to next week. Next week is Patelin.
Yes. Bengifuna ukuthi ngibuze lokho because next week kuyashuba kakhulu. Next week ukuqala lento yangampela ke kuyona elindelwe kakhulu abalaleli bethu because ngiyabelieve ukuthi abalaleli bethu bayimarkete right for this session. So next week siqala ngama MUT faculties. So kubalekile ke for them ukuthi betshele nomuntu olalele ukuthi next week don't miss out. It's going to be about MUT faculties. Siyaqala ke lapha siqala ngeinotu phe.
Okay.
It's going to be very nice.
I know, definitely. Thank you so much. Usithe waka maphumula. Nga noma ngiyagropa yini mangibiza maphumula kuphela ngambizo.
Hayi maphumula ndlovu.
Usithe maphumula. MUT careers in Daba. Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.